Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 432. I think we're going to have a great show. It's going to be a great day. Today, we're going to give you 10 reasons why people hate the dentist, 10 reasons why you should visit the dentist, and if we have time, 15 reasons why you should date a dentist. I'm married, so I'm not talking about me. Hey, before we get started, let me remind you to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be great. Also, past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And one more thing, please tell your friends that on June 10th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., I will be holding a Dentistry from the Heart charity event at my office, 4308 North High Street. We'll be doing free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings. If you'd like to be a volunteer, please call my office at 614-262-9588. We especially need dentists and dental hygienists to help out. All right, so like I said, today we're going to list the top 10 reasons people hate the dentist.
So you won't believe what happened with Watley today. It got back to him that I made this little dentist joke, and he got all offended. Those people. It can be so touchy.
Those people. Listen to yourself.
What?
You think that dentists are so different from me and you? They came to this country just like everybody else in search of a dream.
Watley's from Jersey.
Yes, and now he's a full-fledged American.
Kramer, he's just a dentist.
Yeah, and you're an anti-dentite.
I am not an anti-dentite.
You're a rabid anti-dentite. Oh, it starts with a few jokes and some slurs. Hey, denty! Next thing you know, you're saying they should have their own schools.
They do have their own schools.
All right. That's pretty cool. I thought that was very funny. Okay, so why don't we start with the number one reason that people hate the dentist, and maybe you can compare this to your list. The needle. Right? The needle. The needle scares everybody. I always keep it hidden, by the way, but people know what I have, and some people, they wince. They say, what do you have in your hand? Like they didn't know. They also, sometimes people moan before I even put it in them. But anyway, now there is a doing dentistry without an anesthetic, but I don't recommend it because every time I come upon a product that says, and you usually don't need to numb people, I'm thinking about, well, what about that one person or two people that should have been numbed? And then I don't want to hurt any of them. So anyway, delivery of the local anesthetic is often the make or break moment of truth in the entire patient-doctor relationship. And, it's just one of those things. But keep in mind that there was a time when we couldn't even numb you. 1846 is when dental anesthetic was developed. And by the way, how did they get the hole in those tiny little needles? I want to know. I really don't. If you know, please call. By the way, the number is 614-459-9769. But anyway, okay, so the needle seems to be the number one reason why people hate dentists. Okay, number two, the pain. Is it going to hurt? That's the question that everybody asks whenever they sit down in the dental chair. Sometimes they're asking on the way to the dental chair. It was a strong choice for number one, but it's easily the most common reason that people hate dentists, or one of the top two, you know. And again, if this doesn't jibe with what you think, you can feel free to let me know your thoughts. Number three. Oh, wait a minute. Before we finish with number two, the pain. Now, keep in mind, some people say that the pain is so bad in your mouth because it's halfway between your heart and your brain. I don't know if there's anything really to that, but it does seem to make sense, you know? And it's just making pain management so, so important in what we do. Now, why people hate the dentist. Number three, the anxiety. This has to be the worst part. Anxiety is the sense of dread and general apprehension before and during an appointment. Anxiety puts you on edge, compounds the ordeal, and you're left completely drained by it. Even if there isn't any pain involved, it's the threat of pain and other triggers of fear that build up the anxiety and make for a miserable experience. Some people can't even sleep properly the night before their appointment. They hate the feeling so anxious, but they can't shake it. In that instance, that's when we switch to sedation dentistry. And, I do the oral sedation, laughing gas, and intravenous sedation, all right? So, and I have had that. I'll be working on a patient, and they'll kind of fidget a little bit, or I'll see a thing on their forehead where they've tightened up or tensed up, and I'll say, did you feel that? Do you need more anesthetic? And they'll say, no. And I go, well, I noticed you tensed up, and they'll say, no, or sometimes I'll say, did you feel that, or are you just afraid you're going to feel something? And more often than not, they're afraid they're going to feel something. They haven't even felt it. And that is the anxiety. So that was number three. Okay, now we have why people hate the dentist. Number four, the drill. Some people are okay with everything except for the dreaded dental drill. This weapon of destruction, with all the noise and vibration and spray, becomes a focus of their anxiety. When they hear that sound, their sweat starts to pour. Thankfully, the newer ones are much quieter and smoother than those old brain-rattling ones of yesteryear. Inside your mouth, sounds tend to be amplified, and again, sedation dentistry can help, as well as earphones, which we offer, and then you can pretend you're laying back on a beach. But, the drill is still the drill. We have electric drills, but it still has a sound. It's not as loud as the air-driven turbine. But, at least we're not having to pedal it anymore like years and years ago. But it is amplified. I've had, as most of us have, we've all had fillings. And when I use that slow-speed drill, the one that we use to get out the last of the decay, it sounds like a race car in your mouth. And it vibrates, and it can leave a lasting impression. All right. Number five, the invasiveness. Dentistry is invasive. Let's face it. You're vulnerable. We ask you to lay there and open your mouth. We're right inside there. One dentist has referred to it as gum gardening and tooth carpentry. This can definitely feel like an invasion of your personal space. If the dentist is not graceful, gentle, and respectful about your care, you could feel almost violated by the invasiveness of most dental procedures. And it's true, because if you try a little exercise, if I were to say, like right now, even if there are people in the room, open your mouth, hold it open, and see how long you can do that, because you're going to feel vulnerable. People are going to, you're going to feel almost embarrassed, like people are looking and they can see inside you, and you won't be able to do it for very long. That's a little test to kind of prove just how much there is to this. Another one, why people hate the dentist. Number six is the sounds and smells. Okay, with any measure of anxiety or fear, your senses are put in high alert. You become hyper aware of sights, sounds, and smells. Some people hate the antiseptic smell of the medical and dental offices, and of course we do our best to make the office sensually attractive with that spa-like atmosphere, with whether it's music or just a calm reception room, or we have pleasing photographs on the ceiling, things like that. But it's still something that people react to. Number seven, the cost. The cost can be a deal breaker. Everyone appreciates exceptional care, but for some people, even basic dental care isn't affordable. Now, at least that's a perception. I think basic dental care is affordable to everyone. I think I figured out more than once, you have to put about $35 to $40 aside every month for your dental care in an envelope. And if you do that, that will pay for a couple cleanings a year, exams a year, a couple exams a year, x-rays every, third visit, and even a little bit left over for a filling or two. And if you do that, you're going to be able to afford the filling when it comes up, when the need comes up. But if you don't, then you're going to say, oh, gee, it's too expensive, I can't afford it. But a lot of people still think the cost is one of the reasons they hate dentists. Plus, there is this other issue of value, meaning not everyone places high value on their dental health. It can be a lot to spend. if you need major work, and some people absolutely hate spending hard-earned dollars on dentistry. Makes them furious because they don't get to spend it on stuff they like. So even if they have the money, they would rather be spending it on things that bring them more pleasure. So, for example, you know, people, and I like to put it this way, people don't mind spending money on things they want, but they hate spending money on things they need. So, let's put it this way. You enjoy spending the money on a new car that makes you feel good, but when that car needs repairs, you're not so happy. And the same with dentistry. Now, some people have different priorities, and they want healthy teeth and gums and a great smile. But anyway, okay, let's move on to number 8. Why people hate dentists, number 8. The lectures. If you already feel guilty or embarrassed about your situation, the last thing you want is reasons to feel worse. So you don't need to be scolded into submission, admonished like your helpless child, or assaulted by irrelevant factoids until your eyes glaze over. Going to the dentist is stressful enough without the people who are supposed to be help you piling on more guilt and blame. Who needs that? Why pay good money and be made to feel like crap? Okay, so this is advice actually to dentists, because what I do is I don't berate people. I don't make them feel bad, because it doesn't do any good anyway, and you can't change things. They walked in the door with a certain batch of decay and gum disease, and that's what we have to deal with. So it's just one of those things that I guess if you're one of these people staying away because you're afraid of that, of the lectures, well, you can call my office, right? Because it's I don't do that. It's not going to change anything. It's just going to turn you off. Okay, why people hate the dentists, number 9. The poor service. Everybody promises better service, but when you step in the door, you find out the truth. Do they have brand integrity and a great reputation, or is it just song and dance? Now, I like to say that when we say we're going to not hurt people, we're going to take great care of you, we're not going to judge you, we mean it, and it's true. But a lot of offices use it as an advertising slogan just to get you to call them. I had one patient of mine who was absolutely terrified of dentists, and he came in and we had to do IV sedation at first. On his first couple appointments, he has since switched to oral sedation and laughing gas. And the last visit with dental care, he did just laughing gas, and then after that, he did nothing. He just had his teeth cleaned with no anesthetic or no sedation of any kind. And he was so proud of himself, and we were so proud of him. And on his own, he blurted out, he goes, "You know, I've got to tell you this." He goes, "I went to one of those offices that claims to be gentle. We're gentle this, gentle that." He said, "They weren't gentle. And I went to two different doctors there, and neither one of them was gentle." So, you know, that's something that unfortunately is still out there in the dental world. And hopefully you will find an office that really means it when they say they're not going to hurt you like mine. Okay, number 10, why people hate the dentists, bad memories. Did you have a childhood experience, a bad childhood experience? Join the club. Many, many people have endured nightmare scenarios by today's standards. It's hard to let go of that. Every time you enter a dental office, it can feel like you're reliving those childhood events. Your brain is wired for fear. Emotionally intense memories are very powerful and long-lasting. This is another case where sedation dentistry can be a great option to reduce the anxiety brought on by bad memories. Trust also goes a long ways in helping you finally let go of the past. Well, you know, that's kind of what I was talking about earlier with the trust. You have to know that the practitioner you're visiting is really, really going to believe you when you put your hand up. How many of you, show of hands, how many of you have said to the dentist that hurt and had them say, "Well, you know, is your numb lip, is your lip numb? Yeah. Is your tongue numb? Yeah. Well, you must be numb." They don't believe you. Well, why else would you raise your hand, or why else would you say that? But they still don't believe you. It's just, it always surprises me. It just really does. Okay, so what we're going to do, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And of course, it's going to be about all this stuff that we just talked about. So remember that. But before we do, I'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Okay, and the question of the day today, let me remind you, you're going to win free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, okay? That's the deal if you win Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, which is, which of the following reasons are reasons people hate the dentist? Is it A, the pain, B, the drill, C, the needle, D, the sounds and smells, or E, all of the above? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9222.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Lisa, Kelly, Sandy, and Tammy. The question was, which of the following reasons are reasons people hate the dentist? And so let's go. I rolled a dice over the break, and it came up number three, which is Sandy. Hey, Sandy, are you here? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening and calling in. Do you have the answer?
I have, and it's all of the above.
That's correct. Easy answer, right? Easy answer. Sandy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a medical receptionist.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Good. Yeah. People probably hate the doctor, too, right?
Yes.
Oh, well. Hey, but we've got big shoulders, right?
Yeah.
We can handle it, because we know we're actually helping people.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling. Stay on the line, please. We're going to get your information to get you those flowers from Weistember.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Okay, so now, the next part of the show, we are going to go into, oh, and by the way, that most of that list that I just read you, the one about reasons people hate the dentist, I want to give credit where credit is due, and there is a Canadian dentist. His business is Royal York Dental, and they are the ones who put together that list. I think I could have done it myself, but I wanted to make sure that I gave them credit. Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is talk about 10 reasons you should visit your dentist. So even if you hate the dentist, even if you don't like going, let's talk about the reasons you should go. All right. Number 10, dental health impacts your overall health and well-being. There is a strong link between good oral health and a person's overall well-being. The condition of your teeth and gums can impact just about every system in your body, including circulatory, digestive, reproductive, and respiratory systems. Maintaining good oral health can help reduce your risk of serious health problems. Okay? I think that's, if that wasn't obvious so many years ago, the connection. Okay, number 9, you suffer from serious halitosis, bad breath. So if you have bad breath, you need to get to a dentist for help. As unpleasant and common as it may be, sometimes bad breath is a sign of a more serious condition. Bad breath can be caused by leftover food particles, dry mouth, and tobacco products. However, a liver or kidney ailment, diabetes, chronic bronchitis, or sinusitis could be the blame. If you are concerned, be sure to see your dentist as soon as possible. There's an odor specifically that goes along with, I call it periodontal disease breath. And so a lot of times, as soon as somebody walks in, they're a new patient and we're just saying hello. If I detect that odor, I know I don't know, but I assume they have periodontal disease, and that's, I'm going to be checking very closely for that. Okay, you want to go to the dentist to correct wear and tear caused over the years. Proper daily brushing and flossing is important throughout your life. However, older adults are more susceptible to certain conditions such as plaque buildup and gum disease. In addition, tooth decay and decay of the tooth root, especially if you have old fillings, can be common among older adults. And of course, just think about it. If you're 60 and you had a filling placed when you were 20, it's 40 years old. If you're 25 and you had it placed when you were 20, it's only 5 years old. So you do need to think about that. Okay, number 7, to maintain a bright smile. While brushing and flossing at home is a great way to keep your teeth and gums in top condition, routine visits to a dentist can help you attain an even healthier smile. Your dentist can remove the plaque beneath your gum line and hard-to-reach places between your teeth that your toothbrush can't get to. In addition, dentists can offer dental treatments to provide long-lasting plaque protection. And if you want to talk about bright, of course, there is tooth whitening that we do. And we can replace old crowns that no longer look like or never looked like real teeth, but it was the state of the art when they were done. And now we have these gorgeous porcelains to where you literally can't pick out the tooth enamel from the porcelain one next to it. Number 6, it's been a while since you've seen a dentist. Okay, so if it's been a while since you've seen a dentist, twice a year is a great idea, by the way, but even if all seems fine on the surface, there may be underlying dental problems that only a dentist can diagnose. Regular checkups, examinations, and x-rays can keep your smile healthy and bright for a lifetime, and that's a key there. There is no reason why you can't keep your teeth for a lifetime. It really, really is that way. No longer is the day when people should expect to wear dentures or partial dentures at some point. Just won't be needed if you come in on a regular basis. And when we find a cavity, you let us fix it. If you tell me that, it's not hurting, so don't worry about it, well, that's not going to work out because your cavities don't hurt, but they will destroy your teeth. Okay, you know what? I think we're going to do the next 5 after the break because I'm running a little long, and part of the show is supposed to be 15 reasons to date a dentist. But we may not get to that. We're going to make sure we cover all 10 of these reasons you should go to your dentist. So we'll be right back after the break.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry. But at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Smile like you mean it.
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 432, and today we've been talking about two things. One is the 10 reasons that people hate the dentist, and now we're in the middle of going over the 10 reasons you should visit the dentist. We've covered the first five, and the first five. We've covered how dental health impacts your overall health and well-being, how you suffer from serious bad breath, to correct wear and tear caused over the years, to maintain a bright smile. Actually, that was only four, right? So now we're on to number five, to prevent periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is an infection of tissues that support your teeth. Gingivitis is a milder, more treatable form of the disease that only affects gums. However, it may lead to a more serious form of periodontal disease called periodontitis. Some warning signs include bleeding gums, constant bad breath, red, swollen, and tender gums, and teeth that are separating or loose. Keep in mind that it is possible to have no noticeable symptoms, which is why it is important to visit your dentist on a regular basis. Now, if your gums are bleeding is another reason. If you notice blood in the sink when you brush, it's a good idea to visit your dentist. While improper brushing and flossing may be to blame, bleeding gums can be a sign of gum disease or a more serious medical condition. Bleeding gums are mainly due to inadequate plaque removal. If the plaque is not removed, it will harden and become tartar, which is even harder to remove. In fact, impossible without the help of us, dentists. Number three, to prevent tooth loss. The best and most inexpensive way to prevent tooth loss starts at home with excellent brushing and flossing habits every day. Routine quality dental care twice a year is the next step. Preventative dental care that includes professional cleanings, exams, and fluoride treatments are crucial in preventing tooth loss. Yearly visits can also help your dentist identify any dental issues early on to help prevent further and more serious damage. All right, number two, to improve your self-esteem and confidence. Your smile is your most prominent facial feature and an important part of first impressions. A recent survey discovered that 94% of those polled said they are likely to notice a person's smile when they meet them for the first time. A bright, beautiful, and healthy smile can do wonders for your self-esteem. Even a subtle change can make a drastic difference in the way you look and feel. And then lastly, this will be, I guess, number 10, it's more affordable than you think, and preventing problems is always cheaper than fixing them once they occur. Now, I know that doesn't necessarily jibe with what we talked about earlier about the reasons people hate the dentist, but just take my word for it. It is always cheaper to come in, prevent things, you know, fix things when they're small, than it is to wait, okay? So it really is affordable, folks. Most people have insurance, but even if you don't, you can afford to come, I promise you. Now, before we end for the day, because we are running out of time, let me go again and remind people again about our Dentists from the Heart event, June 10th from 7 a.m. till 4. It's at 4308 North High Street. Free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings. If you'd like to be a volunteer, please call my office at 614-262-9588. All right? Okay, it looks like that's all the time we have today. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page at Dr. Kavitko and Associates and like us. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.